Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 21st, Wednesday, 2019, day 232. Today's topic, if you lose everything you have. Would Jesus still be your Lord? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 90, verses 11 to 17, Job chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 to 17, Proverbs 21, verses 25 to 26. Today's main passage, Job chapter 1, verses 9 to 12. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well, then everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Every time when I read the book of Job, I feel much trembling. Knowing that a man who feared God such as Job could lose everything in one day, including all his belongings, all his seven sons and daughters, and his health. And God allowed Satan to do that to Job. Really scary. Today Jesus asked me a question. If you lose everything, am I still your Lord? I know quite a number of Christians that they do not believe in Jesus anymore after they lost their wealth, their health, or their loved ones. How about you? Then Jesus said to me again, if I am not your Lord anymore, when that happened, those things you lost are your real Lord. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to fear of losing everything, but to fear that we lose you. You are always our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to prepare yourself even you lose everything, but Jesus will still be your Lord? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.